HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Union Health Minister Harshvardhan said that the B.1.617 variant of COVID-19 is the dominant one in India. Vardhan was speaking at the 27th group of ministers meeting on the coronavirus disease. The results came after a genome sequencing done by INSACOG, a consortium of 10 institutes. Vardhan also said that state governments have been requested to send the samples regularly for genome sequencing. Myanmar's deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi appeared at a court hearing on Monday. This was the first time that Suu Kyi appeared in court in person since the February 1st coup. She looked in good health and held a face-to-face meeting with her legal team. Suu Kyi won the Nobel Peace Prize for her long struggle to build democracy in Myanmar. She is among more than 4,000 people detained since the coup. Delhi High Court has ordered a probe by drugs controller against Gautam Gambhir and others in hoarding case. The court said Gambhir may have essential medicines for treating COVID-19 in his possession. It further said the BJP leader has done disservice by stocking the drugs which were in short supply. The order came on appeal seeking FIR against politicians who hoard huge quantities of medicine. India is eyeing a double-digit medal haul at the Tokyo Olympics. And for this, the Rifle Association chief has said shooters will have to be bang on target. Raninder Singh said he has no doubt the country's shooters will be up to the task. The world's second most populous nation has had little success at the Olympics. It has won just 13 medals combined at the last 5 games. The 6 medals the team won in London 2012 was their best outing. Hyundai and Kia combined have beaten Maruti Suzuki to dominate the UV segment in the month of April. The segment is the fastest growing car category of the Indian auto industry. The UV segment in the country has witnessed rapid growth in the last couple of years. Compact SUVs, mid-size SUVs and MPVs have flooded the segment. New generation Creta and Seltos have helped Hyundai and Kia come on top in the segment.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.